Hello, my friends. I hope you are doing well this great day. It is a great day because it's a day that the Lord has made. We're back with the morning mindset. It's our opportunity to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's word. And friends, I want you to bring to mind whatever world-changing cause or movement has had the most impact on you or has maybe gripped your heart the most. I recently read the biography of William Wilberforce, who is the one in Britain who was most responsible for the abolition of the slave trade, and then later, toward the end of his life, the abolition of slavery in the United Kingdom altogether. An amazing feat that this man did, and there were lots of other things he did as well. And friends, I'm always inspired by those kind of stories because I want to be that kind of world changer. Maybe not on the same level, but in some way. In today's passage, in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, we get to see how God has called all of us to be world changers and the cause he's called us into. Before we get there, I want to remind you that there are a number of people who support us monthly as monthly partners, and in exchange for that, they receive my thank you and a special podcast that they receive on a weekly basis that is a lot of times it's just stuff that's top of mind for me, what I'm going through in my faith, in my life, and how it applies to all of us. If you'd like to be a partner for as little as $5 a month, you can find out more by going to the URL that's in the description for this episode or going to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. Okay, friends, before we dive in to Ephesians chapter 4, let's pray together. Our Lord, we're asking you to give us insight into this world-changing cause that you have called us all into. Expand our vision and enable us to see the glorious size and scope and majesty of what you've made us a part of. We're asking it in Jesus' name. Okay, friends, Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. The Apostle Paul says, speaking about the kind of unity we're to have together as believers, he says, there is one body. And I feel like we need to stop there for a moment, because in the Apostle Paul's vernacular, body often refers to the church. So he's saying there is one church. We're all like a body. We're unified. So there is one body and one spirit. That would be the Spirit of God. Just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. So what is that one hope? Well, it's the hope that Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's the Savior of the world. He's forgiven us from our sins. He's united us with the Father. He has reconciled us. You see, that hope belongs to the calling that we've been given. And he goes on in verse 5, one Lord, that's Jesus, one faith, that's faith in Jesus, one baptism, which is identifying with Jesus, becoming like him in his death and raised like his resurrection. And then in verse 6, one God and Father of all, and he's meaning all believers, who is over all and through all and in all. So friends, Paul is laying out for us the scope of the environment or the family into which we've been called. You see, we are now in the family of God. So no thing we are a part of, whether it's a family or a nation or some cause, is even a rival to what God is doing in all of history. You see, we've been drawn into the redemption, not just of the world, the people in the world, but of all creation. That's what God says he's up to. And we get to play a part in that. So you go back to my example of William Wilberforce. Reading his biography, he was humbled that God used him to do such massive things that affected so many people. But friends, when the Spirit of God dwells in us, and he's uniting us for his purposes, and he's calling us to take action on his behalf, when he's fueling our faith, and he's identifying himself with us, and we are under one God and Father, and all of us are united there, we should expect he is going to enable us to do things beyond what we can ask or even think. I want to encourage you, friends, to lift your eyes to see the God of heaven, to see his Son, Jesus Christ, who's been sent for you and for me, and to recognize we, as believers, are one, not many. We are with him in his call, in his purpose for all creation. And we are able to live that out day after day after day as we pursue the ends he has placed into our lives. Lord Jesus, we know that this calling and this unity that you've placed us into is to be carried out in our families, the relationships that are closest to us there, in our workplaces, in our schools, in our communities. We ask you to give us a bigger vision and a more compassionate and loving vision for how we are to carry that out, how to help others come to know you and become one with you like we are one with you, because you are the Father of all of us, who is over all of us and through all of us and in all of us. Hey there, friends. Just two more things before you go. First off, if you would like to become a believer in Jesus Christ, a Christ follower, to know what it means to be a Christian, you can find out how to do that by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. That link will be in the description for this episode. Secondly, at the beginning of the episode, I mentioned that we have supporters for what we're doing at Morning Mindset Media. If you would like to learn about the three different ways that you can support what we're doing, you could go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support. That link as well will be included in the description for this episode. Thanks so much.